Markets at a Glance, May 2026. Alan Wood, Head, Investment Consulting at Simeca Consultants and Actuaries. For Simeca's Markets at a Glance, showing performance statistics of the various indices to the 31st of May 2026, click here. Global. Global equities surged over the month, supported by continued strength in technology shares and the ceasefire extension. The S&P 500 reached record highs, though gains were led by emerging markets, with the MSCI Emerging Markets Index rising 9.5%, USD, driven by strong AI-related growth across Taiwan and South Korea. Developed markets also delivered solid returns, with the MSCI World Index up 4.6%, USD, underpinned by resilient corporate earnings. Oil prices declined meaningfully from US$118 to US$91 per barrel, decline of 22.8%, amid an extension of the truce in the Middle East. Gold fell by 1.5% over the month and holding steady around $4,500. US-China relations showed signs of improvement following a positive engagement between the respective presidents, with indications of enhanced economic cooperation between the world's two largest economies. US inflation, CPI, increased to 3.8% from 3.3%, well above the Fed's 2% target, reflecting ongoing price pressures, particularly from technology, energy and wages. Kevin Warsh was formally sworn in as Federal Reserve Chair, marking a transition in US monetary policy leadership. First chair to be sworn in at the White House in more than a decade, raises concerns of independence. The US unemployment rate remained unchanged at 4.3%. While job creation continues and layoffs remain contained, hiring momentum has moderated, pointing to a more balanced but increasingly fragile labor market. Beyond the US, several large European companies continue with widespread layoffs. The IMF revised its 2026 global growth forecast down from 3.4% to 3.1%, reflecting the impact of Middle East tensions, higher energy prices, and tighter financial conditions. Local, South Africa, local bonds outperformed equities over the month, with the FTSE, JSE All Bond Index returning 2.9%, compared to a minus 0.3% decline for the FTSE, JSE All Share Index, ALSI. On a one-year basis, the ALSI is up 25.8%, ZAR, slightly trailing the MSCI World, 28.0% USD, and lagging in RAND terms, 15.3%. The unemployment rate rose to 32.7% in Q1 2026 from 31.4% in Q4 2025, underscoring persistent structural challenges in the domestic labor market. Inflation accelerated to 4.0% from 3.1%, driven primarily by higher fuel prices linked to the Middle East conflict. Inflation is expected to average 4.7% in 2026 as second-round effects gradually feed through. The South African Reserve Bank increased the repo rate by 25 bits per second to 7.0%, with the Monetary Policy Committee highlighting rising upside risks to inflation, including the oil shock, higher fuel costs, and an uncertain global environment. The outlook for medium-term policy rates remains dependent on a resolution of the conflict, but two further hikes are being priced into the market. The RAND strengthened by 3.6% against the US dollar, from R16.83 USD to R16.22 USD, supported by improved global risk sentiment. Both Moody's and S&P kept South Africa's credit rating unchanged, with Moody's revising the outlook to positive. This points to a potential upgrade if fiscal discipline is maintained, supported by stabilizing debt and ongoing reforms in areas such as energy and logistics. Ends. Author. At Alan Wood, Simeca Consultants and Actuaries plus posts bio at Alan Wood, Simeca Consultants and Actuaries Markets at a Glance, April 2026 at Alan Wood, Simeca Consultants and Actuaries Markets at a Glance. March 2026 at Allen Wood. Simeca Consultants and Actuaries Markets at a Glance. February 2026 at Allen Wood. Simeca Consultants and Actuaries Markets at a Glance. January 2026 at Allen Wood. Simeca Consultants and Actuaries Markets at a Glance. November 2025 at Allen Wood. Simeca Consultants and Actuaries staying focused on the bigger picture. Share on your socials.